think of his faith, mercy, all the things that you give us. We pray, God, that you would just keep us in those today, that if we go about our daily lives, that you would give us the encouragement and strength to stay in your faith and mercy. We just pray, God, that you would just give us guidance to do that. I want to thank you, especially for your son that you died on the cross for us. And we pray, God, that you would give us the guidance to share that with others in ways that be pleasing to you. I want to lift up those that have your that need your healing hand, your helping hand, your compassion hand. We know that you know each one of those, we just lift them up to you and pray that you just, again, lift those and heal them, God. We just pray for that. Pray that you would be with us today and give us guidance in all we do. Give us wisdom. These things we ask in your Son's name. Amen.
This is why, if you want to lead us in the Pledge of Allegiance,
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
I forgot. You read the top of that. I forgot the payable, the box.
They had not changed any, added any, had they?
I should never bring it down.
If we can jump over, if it's not down here by then.
All right, I'll call to order the Taney County Commission meeting. Monday, July 9th, 2018, 9:06 a.m. Any commission remarks? Monthly budget report?
Guys, send it to you monthly, and is this working?
Yeah.
I hope that if you ever have questions, you would call and ask or email, ask something like that. But I don't see anything I would say is, hey, red flag, we need to talk about this real quick. The transfer station is down quite a bit, but that's because we're doing some major capital improvements out there, and I don't think that's a real issue. So did you guys see anything you had questions about?
I didn't say anything specific. We do need to go ahead and probably schedule our next meeting with all the elected officials and department heads.
I think that's a good idea to do that.
Because this is, we're going on mid-year now. So.
Mm-hmm. You guys going to take care of that? You want me to schedule that? What you want to do?
Last time, I forget.
I remember. Can we look at dates and then have Shanna send out if there's what's acceptable in that, and they respond to her?
Okay.
I'd say, well, we've got BOE going on right now. We've got election coming up. Other than that, every office should be pretty well in the normal group of things, right? So it's not like we've...
I think the next big thing probably is collector's tax sale.
Collector's tax sale. Yeah.
It's in August, too.
That's the end of August, isn't it?
And then... So we probably need to schedule here.
Yeah, if you could get it in July, it probably would be better for most of your elected officials, I would guess.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's a slow time.
Yeah, that's what I mean.
So.
Yeah. So then we'll look to make sure that we don't have anything scheduled on the date, and Shanna sent out dates, and people respond if that works for them.
Okay. If I need to do anything else, please let me know. I think that's a real good idea to get them all together and give them a chance to ask questions, tell everybody what's going on in their departments and so on, things like that. So.
Okay.
Sounds good.
Thank you.
Thank you, Rick. Approval of accounts payable.
Move to approve check numbers 450487 through 450539, warrants 7018 through 7020, and two journal entries and transfers.
Second.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. Approval of previous meeting minutes for July 2nd, 2018, and executive session minutes for July 2nd, 2018.
Did you read the executive issue?
Yeah. Okay. Move to approve the previous minutes of July 2nd, 2018.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Motion carries.
You ready for the executive?
Good.
Move to approve the executive meetings of July 2nd, 2018.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. Board of Adjustments, amend terms of the appointment. I guess we need to amend the from 12/31/2021 to 12/31/2020. Is that what we need?
Are you going to correct the sheet?
I was trying to.
You did?
Well, the sheet's never been changed. That's just the year they expire.
Well, it says they expire 2021.
Yeah.
Are we going to correct it?
I can change those.
Okay. So. Yeah, those in planning and zoning. Yeah, I think what, if I'm correct, you said that it meant it expired January 1st, 2021. And we can do that. All the others have them expiring at the end of the year, then we appoint someone. It's whatever is the commission's pleasure.
What do you want to do, Brandon? I don't care.
He either needs it January 1st, 2021 or December 31st, 2020.
Everything usually goes
to the
end of the year.
End of the year.
So
you might explain as to why we're bringing it up.
We appointed to the Board of Adjustments beginning July 2nd, 2018, last Monday, and it was stayed to December 31st, 2021. So we need to correct that term to read. I make the motion that the term be corrected to read for Rick Persinger's appointment to Board of Adjustments, July 2nd, 2018 to December 31st, 2020.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries.
Scott, did you tell me that P&Z reads the same way? It has it the following year, meaning the. Okay. Okay, thank you. Because I was wondering if when we made the P&Z appointments, if we did them like we do all the others, December 31st, if. Yeah, that's what I was thinking. Yeah. So actually, we've got two here that say 2019, but that's really going to be this year that we need to appoint. Okay. Thank you.
University of Missouri Extension update.
Oh,
wait a minute. Did we approve pay? Why am I out of order here?
I don't have one.
Okay. Just a second.
Payroll. Did we do payroll?
I'm looking. I sure don't look like it. I don't have a. Just a second. Payroll. Approval of payroll.
I make a motion to approve payroll.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries.
I think that's the first time you've ever moved to approve payroll.
Is that bad?
No.
How are you doing?
I don't know.
University of Missouri Extension update. Sorry.
I found out that if you don't pay, they have a tendency to not want to work.
It's crazy that bad, isn't it?
Yeah.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
So, our update, my reaching out report is first, Willa Williams with 4-H. And it's just a busy summer, but August actually is coming up. August isn't on here, but I'll always keep on reminding you of that, you guys of that, because that's when our big back to school events are coming up. And so really that's on my mind, is August and our big back to school events. But what I've been doing is all of our summer programs, all of our camps. Taney County 4-H'ers are doing camps. We've done our regional shooting sports. Tomorrow we have another regional shooting sports, state shooting sports. One little note here is that Jacob Penrod is on our Missouri State 4-H shooting sports team. And just last week, they were in Nebraska. And we actually, each individual team can win. You know, like the air rifle team can win, you know, a national team event. But the Missouri team won the whole thing.
Awesome.
So they came back as national champions. So Jacob from Taney County was part of that team. So we have someone from Taney County who's a national champion at the 4-H shooting sports, and he's part of the shotgun team. And actually he was 10th out of the whole nation too.
That's awesome.
So
will he be recognized at your meeting?
He will, and I hope that we can find a way to scholarship. I think they do give like championship rings, and I hope I can find a way to raise money to actually pay for that championship ring for Jacob as well.
How much money are you talking?
Probably about $250, $230, $250. So he worked really hard, not only with his coaches here, but his state coach. And he went to Ozark Shooters on his own a lot and just practiced and practiced. He was just on the team for 2 years, so he's just been working really hard. So he and his mom, just his mom as well, showed incredible dedication to making it on the team and making it to nationals. So congratulations to him. We're all really proud of him. If you see the pictures on the side, we do a lot of unique things. One of the unique curriculums that we've done is food, culture, and reading. That top picture, we were learning about Romania. And that plate looks a little bit unique, but that's blueberry juice and beet juice and actually turmeric that we were painting with. And if you see, those are all the colors that we received from that. So we were learning how to paint just from natural plant dyes and learning about Romania. And we picked countries that maybe we see people every day in Taney County and Stone County, learning about their culture. So when we see people from other cultures come into our community, we can know a little bit more about them. So we've covered China, Romania, Kenya. We kind of try to go all around the world. We're going to cover Puerto Rico. Today we're covering India. Greece is another one. So we're kind of just covering lots of different areas. And we also get an activity and a food from that culture as well. So that's a little bit of what I'm doing.
What's that second picture?
Oh, the second picture, we're doing straw rockets. I didn't actually know if I could show the kids' faces or not. But that straw rocketry ends up being one of my most popular programs, maybe because I'm so enthusiastic about it. I like to shoot things off. I like it when things explode a little bit. I'm teaching water rocketry today, engineering part of India. But those are little straws on a little launch tube. And they can actually look at the angle of the straw, so they can switch up the angle of the straw. They can decide how much air they want to put on that upright tube. So it's a great way to learn experimentation and the scientific design. So if they don't like how much air they've put in the tube, the weight of the straw, the weight of the nose cone, they actually can put on fins using post-it notes. They can go back to the table, redesign it, and do it again. So it's, do reflect the fly. Just so they just keep on doing it. Yeah. And it just requires